USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The man who killed 12 people in a Virginia Beach City office building on Friday bought his guns legally. That's what ATF officials say. Agents briefing reporters late yesterday saying the gunman, who eventually died in a shootout with police, used two guns in the mass shooting. That man was what authorities are calling a disgruntled city worker who indiscriminately shot at his co-workers. Flags are flying at half-staff across Virginia in honor of the 12 victims and the four people wounded, three of whom are in critical condition. Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer.
Going forward, we will define ourselves as a city with love and compassion for those neighbors that we lost and their families.
Mexico's president says he's willing to negotiate with the U.S. after President Trump threatened to slap tariffs on Mexican imports over immigration. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
While many in the crowd at the California State Democratic Party's annual convention in San Francisco yesterday were chanting impeach, impeach, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi stayed away from calling for that, instead stressing that lawmakers will continue to hold President Trump and the administration accountable, in her words, with the power of the gavel.
We will strive as we go forward in this important constitutional action to unify our country, not divide it, as we protect and defend it.
Already saturated, parts of the flooded central United States could see more rain this week, some areas as much as 8 inches. Levees have already topped or breached along the Arkansas, Missouri, and Mississippi rivers because of the recent heavy rains. Apple is reportedly going to announce tomorrow morning that it's shutting down iTunes, replacing it with separate apps for music, TV, and podcasts. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump heading to London Monday for a 3-day state visit. He and the First Lady will be guests of the Queen and will attend a ceremony to mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings in Normandy. Trump will also visit Downing Street for official talks with the Prime Minister. Security will be heavy during the visit, especially in London, where protests are expected from both pro-Trump and anti-Trump groups. The issue of statehood for Washington, D.C. has been raised again, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
For the first time in 26 years, the House will hold a hearing on statehood for the nation's capital. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton made the announcement via tweet, saying the July 24th hearing is what she termed a monumental step forward for equality and self-government for D.C. Norton has introduced D.C.'s statehood bill several times, most recently in January, when the bill had a record-high 205 co-sponsors. Republicans have consistently opposed making the nation's capital the 51st state. D.C. is home to a high percentage of registered Democrats.
And a 7-year-old boy from Austin, Texas, has raised $22,000 for President Trump's border wall by selling hot chocolate. And he's contributed it to a GoFundMe campaign started by the nonprofit We Build the Wall. Now the boy is going to switch to lemonade sales in the summer. His goal is to raise another $50,000. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.